The pandemic has caused huge economic hardships for many people. Rent and other bills are piling up. And while some are returning to the workforce, the unemployment rate remains high. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Dr. Robert Eiler, Professor of Economics at Sonoma State University. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Dr. Eiler.
Thank you.
Let's start with the unemployment numbers. What does it look like here in Sonoma County, and how has the unemployment rate changed over the past few months?
So the unemployment rate continues to slowly descend, which is good. It suggests that people are getting back to work. And we're in Sonoma County, we seem to still have a lot of the leisure and hospitality jobs dragging on the economy a bit, but we are moving a little bit faster than the state overall. The state overall is about 7.9% unemployment. And again, we seem to be slowly recovering. It's going to be the end of summer is going to really tell the tale of how 2021 went in terms of the jobs market.
And now that restrictions have been lifted, is rehiring at a good pace?
Rehiring is at an okay pace. We know that there are employers out there still struggling with finding workers. So right now, which is somewhat classic in recession and an ultimate recovery, employers are struggling to find workers as workers think about what their next career move is going to be. And COVID-19 has just exacerbated some of the reasons why people don't necessarily jump back into the workforce quickly.
And are we seeing certain sectors either taking a really hard hit or seeing sort of a boon in the number of employees heading into that market?
Yeah, it's mainly in bars, restaurants, hotels, what we kind of call categorically leisure and hospitality jobs that still remain a drag on our economy and still really have the so-called scarring from the original problem that was created by COVID-19 and the recession. So that's really the centerpiece of it. But there are other industries that are still struggling. And a lot of it is really not that employers are not looking for workers, is that workers are not as available as they were, let's say, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And one of the common talking points about that we hear is that lower wage earners may be reluctant to return to the workplace because those unemployment benefits help them earn actually a better living. Do you subscribe to that theory? And how are businesses combating that?
Yeah, there's no doubt that some of that is part of why we haven't had as many people available for work, or that employers are struggling to find workers in those industries. I think for some of those workers, they're also facing childcare issues at home, and they're considering, well, if I'm looking at going back to work and having to find someone to watch my kids or find some program that the kids can go into, in some cases they're not available, in some cases they're too expensive versus what I would make, so I might stay home, still take advantage of the unemployment insurance benefits that remain, and hopefully sort of move through the crisis as best I can. There's no doubt that there's a mix of things going on, but it certainly is leading to some friction in terms of workers going back to work.
And we're also super concerned about those who are delinquent on rent. Do we know how large rental debt is here in Sonoma County?
We've heard some initial estimates about it. I think that while those estimates do exist, there's probably a lot of hidden rental debt out there as well. So we don't know the total extent of the crisis. We think we're slowly putting our arms around it, but as economic fortunes change, those rent debts will also change. So it'll be intriguing to see how California ultimately reacts to this issue and how Sonoma County's rental debt is either eliminated or at least mitigated by whatever the state ends up doing with the fund.
Right. The governor is saying that the state is going to cover unpaid rent. Do we know how that program's going to work and if even that money will come fast enough to help people avoid evictions?
No, that's a great question. So we do have a program in place right now. It has slowly moved through the application process thus far. We hear rumblings that about 10% of those that have applied for rent relief have actually received funds to date, which means 90% are still waiting. Mm. So it'll be intriguing to see how easy it is to apply for those funds, what thresholds you need to jump over to get to the point where the state believes you are eligible for that funding, and then how quickly the funds get there. So to your point and your question, which is spectacular, is that will it come fast enough to make a difference is going to be the big policy question the state needs to answer and will probably be debated for decades to come.
We talked with someone from Legal Aid who was sort of describing some of the situations that people are in, and that some people won't qualify for this rental assistance because they borrowed from family members or they went to like a payday loan kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that makes you disqualified, which seems absolutely ridiculous.
Like I said, it'll be intriguing to see what the final threshold you need to jump to qualify will be. And it does, at least on the surface, seem like that if you did what you needed to do to stay with a roof over your head, why that would be would lead you to a different outcome with mm-hmm. the general social policy is intriguing. We'll see how it all plays out in the end.
Now, the amount that the governor has mentioned with this rental assistance is $5 billion. Does that sound like it's enough?
Again, we don't really know the totality of the situation. I think that, you know, the $5 billion came as a result of some negotiations and wrangling about how much to really allocate for that fund.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll find that it's still not enough at the end of the day. But the real key, going back to your question a few minutes ago, is that will it, even if it's enough, will it get
right
there before other problems occur? So it needs to move quickly. It needs to be relatively easy to apply for. And it still needs to do a job. And in the end of the day, there's some people that even if you give them the money, they're still not going to stay in their rental because of other economic events.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then also there's the risk of fraud when we have this big a pool of money to worry about.
Of course. I mean, and there was a brief story about EDD fraud before I came on. And this is another thing where that certainly opens itself up to some criminal activity.
And then finally, how long do you think it's going to take for economic recovery to fully recover from the pandemic?
Well, initially we thought it was going to take about 3 or 4 years. And then with the multiple rounds of fiscal stimulus and with low interest rates and seemingly a more quick adaptation to the vaccines and cases going down more quickly than we expected, most forecasters are seeing recovery by sometime the middle of next year in terms of just getting back to the original level of employment before COVID-19 really hit our economy. A lot of it's going to depend on how we get through the winter and whether or not we see a recurrence of a surge of cases and how policymakers react to such a change. But if we get through the fall and winter relatively smoothly, then 2022 looks like the year that the state economy and also the Sonoma County economy will basically get back to where we were pre-COVID conditions. But we need to get through the fall and winter well.
That is encouraging. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
That is Dr. Robert Eiler, professor of economics at Sonoma State University.